Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. During the pandemic, we continue this show in a slightly different form. As many of you find yourselves spending more time at home, we do follow suit, stay a bit more domestic and delve into the world of great recipes. This week, we hear from the head chef of East London's celebrated Morita restaurant.
Hello, my name is Mariana Livaditaki and I am from Crete, half Cretan and half Scottish actually. I am a chef and I work here in London and have been doing so for many years. I was the head chef at Morrow and I'm currently the head chef at Morito at Hackney Road. The recipe I'd like to share with you today is a chestnut and onion stew with the option of adding pumpkin to it. So the dish is really simple. It's a slow cook stew, so you just need to create a really small base and sweet base using finely chopped carrots and celery and garlic and kind of cutting them really small and putting them in a pan with a little bit of olive oil and making sure they're nice and sweet. So cooking them for about 15 to 20 minutes and then adding lots and lots of baby onions. So I like to use the Boritani Italian onions because they're small, they're really sweet and they're quite mild. So depending on how many people I want to do the stew for, I allocate about 5 to 7 baby onions per portion, so loads and loads, and this will make your stew really, really beautiful. So after your base is nice and sweet, you just add the onions and then you add your cooked chestnuts. So of course you can use chestnuts that you cook and you peel, but that will take a very long time. So I like to use good quality vacuum packed chestnuts. So I would say you kind of use about 100-120 grams of chestnuts per portion, just to be really nice and generous. And this is kind of what this stew is about. You're using chestnuts instead of meat. So it's adding this kind of really, really nice richness to the stew that meat would if you were using that. So you get everything in the pot, you add some really good quality chopped tomatoes, a nice amount of red wine, you season with salt and pepper and a little bit of orange peel, a cinnamon stick, and you just make sure your pot is nice and liquidy and there's enough liquid to kind of let the stew cook gently. If you think there isn't, you can always add some more wine or you can just add some water. Place a lid and just let it simmer for half an hour, 40 minutes, just until it starts smelling beautifully. You will be able to smell the orange and the cinnamon. When you take the lid off, you will see actually the sauce has really thickened and the stew is just absolutely delicious. I wouldn't say it needs more than 45 minutes. And another amazing ingredient to add that is very seasonal at the moment is the pumpkin or the butternut squash or any funny squash that you might come across. You can just peel it, cube it and add it in the stew at the same time with your base, your celery and your carrot and your onions. So I think here in London I don't often see chestnut stews, and it's a stew that's very traditional in Greece in the winter months, and it's absolutely amazing. Like if you go up the mountains, you know, you might walk into a taverna that is run by an old granny, and before you even kind of, you just open the door and you're like, okay, she's cooked chestnut stew, you know. So it's something that you find, but it's something that is also special. So it's not everywhere, it's not in every taverna and eatery you go to. So it's a winter dish, it's really warming, it's celebrating chestnuts, which, you know, are just absolutely amazing and I love them. And it's a dish that I recently collaborated with this amazing new project called Wild Radish, And this is my dish for Christmas, together with lots of other things. So it's a little bit more elaborate. But the main stew is this chestnut and onion stew. And it's been fantastic collaborating with Wild Radish, because it's just an amazing new project, asking us chefs and other really, really lovely, beautiful, capable chefs to think of dishes they love, cook them, create them, write them down, and then they make them really easy for everyone to do. So you receive this amazing box with specific recipes, exact ingredients, and you know, you just cook the dish at home. It's quite good fun. So it's a very exciting new project. But this is my winter stew without meat. I love it. It's delicious. It makes the house smell really good. It might even make your neighbors knock on your door and ask what you're cooking. Absolutely amazing. I really hope you enjoy it.
Thanks to Marianna Liivaritaki for her recipe. For more from the hospitality sector, stay tuned to Monocle 24. You can also subscribe to our magazine and sign up to our email newsletter, The Monocle Minute. Head to monocle.com for more info. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.